Oh,
okay.
Thought maybe
It's
I
kind of like
doubled. Yeah,
wobbly
no, it
for a
was me.
second, but go ahead, Mr. Question.
I'll wait. Yeah, it was me. So two questions. My nodes have been on continuously since we were monkeying with it, whatever, a year or two ago, whatever. And I haven't updated the firmware. I haven't done anything. I understand that there's a whole different, like it's different than the way we were doing it or something. I just wanted to get a verification of that. And second, are those old, what the hell were they? They were the real simple little ones we were getting. Are those even any good anymore, or is there just a lot better way to go? I don't mind getting another one or two, providing they're not prohibitively expensive. But is there anything wrong with the old, what the hell were those ones? Dakota, do you remember the little ones? There was a 32, I think, in the name. I'm looking for it right now, but are those still valid?
Let me see if I got it. You're thinking the Helfax V3 built on an Arduino ESP32 board, and that's what I started with getting my feet back into this. I gave my feet wet, and I 3D printed a case, got a little battery, made this cute little unit. The thing lasts like half a day before it dies because they're battery hogs. I've got that up on the third floor of my office building plugged in with a charger, and it's been there. I don't know if it's doing anything because I don't have it set to storm forward, so I don't know. But yeah, those are totally fine. I don't think the hardware and the RF sensors really changed a whole lot. It's really the firmware, so I would update it, and that'll probably make a big difference. And like I said, turn off MQTT, set your max hops to 7, and then just set it and forget it. Delete any other channels you have except for primary and run it. And if you want to buy a new one, Dave and I, and I don't know if Phil jumped on that bandwagon. Yeah, Phil jumped on the bandwagon, too. We kind of all concluded in our dabbling of all the different manufacturers that Seed Studios makes the best gear. They're very, very affordable. The SenseCap, which is that little card one, is my favorite, and it's only $50. And then they make another one that's really, really nice. It's got a joystick on it, so you can use it independently. It's called the Tracker L1 Pro. That one's $60, both on Amazon. So if anyone listening wants to jump into this, those are my two recommendations. And then they also make a solar node that I have at the house that has been, like I was just telling Greg, running flawlessly in this frigid temperature and still sending and receiving messages.